Welcome to Publishing Cousins, where family meets the fascinating world of books. I'm Melissa Lesher, the author.
And I'm Nikki Becker, the illustrator.
We are partners in publishing.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in publishing? Well, you're in the right place. Every episode, we'll be pulling back the curtain on this wild and wonderful industry, sharing our own creative adventures, and dishing out hard-earned wisdom about writing and illustrating for publication.
From manuscript mayhem to deadline drama, from sketch submissions to final flourishes, we're bringing you the real deal, served with the hefty side of cousin banter and plenty of laughs. Whether you're dreaming of seeing your own work in print or you're just a book lover curious about how the magic happens, we've got something special for you.
So grab your favorite beverage, settle into your comfy chair, and join us for an insider's journey through the world of publishing. We're the Publishing Cousins, and we can't wait to share our stories with you.
Welcome back to another Publishing Cousins episode. In this episode, we're going to talk just a little bit on social media, and Nikki is going to be so gracious and show us her Instagram account in just a moment. So social media, especially if you're someone who wants to go and publish traditionally as an author, at least, you have to have quite a following. There's a certain number that they want you to get to, either through social media or your newsletter list or a combination of that. So it's good to know a little bit about it, but you want to not do every possible platform there is out there, but rather pick the one or two that is like your jam, you're comfortable with them, and you're comfortable putting content up there. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about how to be authentic, because we all know there are tons of courses out there where people are saying, I can help you get 1,000 followers, you know, and they have this program, but is that really you? And is that being true to you and your brand? And so we're going to talk through that, and I'm really going to pass this off to Nikki, because all of you know, if you've listened through our series so far, I am not a huge fan of social media. I do a lot more emailing with my readers. I just feel like it's a lot more personal, and it doesn't give me anxiety like social media does. So
we're going to
take it away, Nikki.
We're going to change that.
Possibly, you know, I may
just
hand my social media off to Nikki and say, you do that and I'll take care of your newsletter for you.
You know, that sounds actually pretty good to me right now. So I am not by any means some kind of social media guru. I do see the importance of it. And we're not going to dive into I don't really want to dive into the whole AI topic right now, because different people have different opinions of that. Yes, AI. I don't want AI to steal my images, but at the same time, you've got to look at a lot of this like your online portfolio. And if you all have a website, some of that, if it's on the internet, it's on the internet. It's just kind of where I'm at at this point, but I do what I can to help protect myself. But we're not going to dive into that because that's way too technical. But we are going to talk about social media. So social media, there are tons of platforms out there. You need to find the ones that's best for you, that fit you. Sometimes that takes a little bit of time. I am still a lover of Instagram. I don't love everything about it, but I love that when I go there, I can post art and the people who want to follow me can come and they know what they're going to get. They don't have to jig jog through too much to get to it. My biggest beef with social media right now is the news feed. You know, you're getting all the stuff you don't care to see, and I'm not getting enough of what I want to see. So I'm still trying to overcome that. I think we all are to an extent, but as far as social media, I'm personally on Instagram. I am giving Blue Sky a try. I am not the norm. I don't care for it. I think it was Kara. Didn't jive with me at all. I was never a Twitter or X person. I'm a visual person. I want to see the pretty pictures and then I want to be done and move on. So, but I'm also diving very heavily right now into LinkedIn. I've really ramped up my LinkedIn stuff lately, which I'd always had an account, but I hadn't really done much with it for many, many years. So I'm working on learning how to add that into the game. And of course I have a personal Facebook page and I have an illustration Facebook page. Now, there's all kinds of ways to handle social media. You can plan like way out in advance and schedule your posts to where, you know, if you want to time block that into your schedule one day and do it all for the month, you can schedule your posts out. And a lot of people love to do that. Me, I'm kind of a fly by the seat of my pants when it comes to posting. So I have a hard time planning out and scheduling posts ahead of time, because there are a lot of times, well, I keep a social media calendar. So I do kind of jot down as it comes into my head, hey, I might want to post this here. And I apologize for the dog barking. So I like to jot my ideas down in one place. But then sometimes I move them around. I always put them in pencil. And yes, it's a calendar thing that I have to have, you know, paper and pencil type of thing. So I'm learning to keep that calendar. That's new to me this year. But it is really, really, really helping me be consistent. So I have kind of like a business marketing coach, and we're really good friends. And she has been teaching me a lot of this in the last few months. And she says, Nikki, if I teach you nothing, I'm going to say consistency, consistency, consistency. So it was okay. That doesn't mean you have to post every single day. It means that you need to pick days that you know that you can post every single Monday, every single Friday, whatever day it is that you know that you can post on that day every week. And then that is your consistency day. So it can be one day, it can be 3 days, it can be all 7 days. If it just depends on where it fits into your schedule and your time block. For me, I kind of started out slow to kind of get a feel for that and to get myself into a rhythm. And then I added 2 days. So I forced myself to be consistent on a Monday morning because it's the beginning of the week, right? So when I sit down with my calendar Monday morning with my coffee, one of my tasks in that first hour time block is posting social media. So luckily, the copy paste button is your friend. So you plan the image for an Illustrator. It's really easy because you're posting your artwork. So you take whatever image that you're going to post, and then you have an idea of what you're going to write about that. You write about that and you post it. Now you copy paste. Well, Instagram, you can link it to like your Facebook account, so it automatically does it for you. But then like I go and I post it to LinkedIn. I use Adobe Behance. I'm starting to use that more. I will start with Instagram because Instagram is kind of just, I love how it's laid out there. So if I can build it there, and then I copy paste and put it everywhere else. So I'm doing Blue Sky on occasion. I was doing it every time I post. Now I've kind of backed down a little bit because I don't know. I'm just not. Blue Sky, there was a lot of artists on it in the beginning. And now all of the people who have left X or Twitter or whatever it is have now went over to Blue Sky, and it has now turned into more politics than I care to ever see. So I've kind of backed off from that. But I do, there's so many things that you can do with social media to help you, you know, move your career forward too. So Instagram, there's all kinds of prompts and things on there. There's hashtag draw it in your own style. Right now, this isn't going to be when this releases, but there's something called Vintage. I think it's Vintage Book Week. So there's a few artists that have gotten together and they picked old vintage book titles. And so they've given a title for each day of this week, and then you can illustrate it in your style and then post it and then put it with the hashtag and everybody can see it and follow it. So there's some really cool things out there for illustrators in terms of social media. But right now I'm really going hardcore on consistency and it's paying off. My followers, I think I've gained, you know, you talked about wanting, you know, people wanting a lot of followers. I haven't run into that too much on the illustration side, but I am gaining followers. So I'd say that I've not quite hit 100 new followers this month of March, but it's almost there. So I'm very, very happy. And that's, you know, I've been being consistent since, you know, January, and I've gained a couple followers here. I will say in LinkedIn, my followers are gaining very well there too, compared to what they've done in the past, just from being consistent. So now my next goal that I've gotten that, because what is it? They say it takes 21 days to build a habit. So I'm not going all in all at once because it's too overwhelming. So I started with just posting that post, just the visual one-up post. Next, I'm gonna add on Wednesdays. Instead of doing a graphic post, it's gonna be a reel. And so I'm trying to time block in filming. This is not my forte. I've bucked it on every front that I could possibly buck it on until now, and it's just kind of the next evolution of it. I have to do it. I'm way behind. I get that. But I've got kind of this weird mechanism that sits on my desk, and what I'm trying to do is you face your kind of phone down, and most of the content, if you see artists paste your content, this is what they're doing, and they've been doing it for years and I'm just behind. But and I'm trying to film myself drawing. To me, I find that super boring. Like, I don't want to watch myself draw. But I am learning that people love it. People love to watch you draw whatever it is you're drawing. And it's just, it's still kind of weird to me because they say, you know, that that's part of, you know, branding or marketing or whatever. But I don't see the fascination with it, but it is, I can tell you, it is absolutely there. I can't explain it. I don't know why.
You could even take those videos and make shorts for them for YouTube if you ever do a YouTube channel. Because people love to see an illustration go like a blank page and then turn into a completely filled in colored illustration.
Do you know how much work it is? And I will tell you, it's a lot of work to film that.
Oh, I know, honey. I do filming for the podcast all the time.
I don't understand. You got your iPad down, and then it's you're seeing a lot of my hand in the way, and it's just like, wah! But it, I will tell you, it's working. Every time I post a video like that, it gets attention. Now, I'm not going to say it went viral because it didn't. But I mean, 3 views versus 200 views is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been kind of fun now that I've learned to watch the statistics of things. It's made it a little more fun, a little more interesting than just shooting it. But I'm still it's still awkward feeling to me to film myself drawing. But here's the thing. I don't care about the number of followers. That's not my goal. My goal is to attempt to attract potential clients. And I think that I'm doing that now that I've done it for a couple of months and I'm starting to see growth. I think I'm getting on Instagram, I'm seeing more growth of aspiring artists or younger artists. Which is really cool. But on LinkedIn, I'm getting more potential client followers. So and you can tell that because a lot of them list the company or what their job is. That's the beauty of LinkedIn, is that's supposed to be a work networking thing. And I can tell that it is bringing in those types of connections. So I'm very excited about that, because you just never know. Now, I've had a couple of wins this last 2 weeks with Instagram, though. You know, it doesn't matter how far we go in these industries. We are always still fangirls or fanboys to the people that we just idolize, right? And so I will tell you all that I got a little geeked out fangirl last week because one of my illustration idols commented on a post and then held a little bit of a conversation with me via comments in the post. It was just a very cool experience. And I really hope someday that, you know, that happens for someone else, maybe with me, that I reach out and acknowledge something that they do. And if they've just kind of, if I've been some source of inspiration for them, that, you know, they'll reach out or whatever and just kind of acknowledge that, because it was a really cool experience being on the fan side and the total gushing over. So, but then this week, an author has followed my Instagram page, and this author is very well known in the picture book world in Europe. And I'm just really super excited about that, because I love all of her books. And the artists that work on her books are some of my geek out idolized illustrators. So it's just really fun. And I think you can use that. Even as daunting as social media can be as part of the job, marketing is very important, and you've got to look at social media as your marketing tool. So if you can do that and start to find the bits and pieces of it that are fun, it makes it easier to complete the task on your list that day.
I'm listening. I'm just trying to figure out how to get into my own Facebook account again. Because I was going to pull up an author who does it really well, that I follow, so that you could see they can see an illustrator page and then an author page as well. Unfortunately, I'm trying to log into Facebook and it says go to your authenticator app and get a code, but I don't know how to log into my authenticator app. So I'm looking through my password book to see if I can figure it out. I will try to get a page up here if I can.
So
for authors. But can I just put a little note in? Because I know you talked about numbers really aren't a big deal for illustrators. For authors, it is. The agents are looking at numbers because they're trying to decide, when I take this to a publisher, do we have enough numbers to say, yes, we can sell copies of this book, so that the publisher is willing to take a risk on it. But I have heard recently that the trend is moving not so much a focus on social media as it is your newsletter list numbers, because you're more likely to sell to those who are on your newsletter than you are to those who are just following you on social media. So, yeah.
Well, and that's something that this is all tech, and it's going to change. It's going to evolve, and it's going to happen quickly, and it's going to happen frequently. So this is so different than when I first started illustrating full time, even 15 years ago. It's so different what we're doing today, and it's so different than what we were doing 5 years ago. You know, and it's just, I mean, we were blogging 15 years ago, and it was really, that was a lot of fun, because you could put whole stories up and images and things, and then you had a following. But so you can find me on Instagram at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. What did I even say it was? I think it's N-I-K-K-I B-O-E-T-G-E-R period illustrations. And I do think that's plural. Yes, it is. I'm looking at it. So you can find me on Instagram. If you're watching our video, we're going to move on over to that, and we can show a little bit of that right now.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it. Look at the color on there.
So I want to talk a little bit about that. If you know, we talk about, and I'm still learning this as well. So I'm not in any way, shape, or form an expert of this at all. I am a student. I am kind of learning all about branding and what that looks like. And what I thought wasn't branded is in fact branded. So if you scroll down my page, you quickly see a color palette that you see in almost every piece. So what would you say in just this little bit of scroll, Melissa, what colors are popping out to you as being similar in every page?
Your blues and your greens.
Okay. So those are truly, and I lean toward more towards the aqua teal blues and a particular shade of green. So those are my branded colors, because those are my favorite colors. Those are subliminally, I think is the right word I want to use, what my brain loves. And so I automatically gravitate towards it. And it just seems like they always end up in my pieces without me really knowing that I'm doing it. So you can just kind of scroll down. You can see kind of where I'm starting to add these reels in. We'll watch one for a minute. This was me the other day filming myself drawing, and then it's time-lapsed because, or sped up because Instagram won't let you play at reels time a 3-minute video. So you can go into there, into Instagram, and you can change the speed, and then it'll all fit so you can see it start to finish. I had to learn that this week. So see, I'm a total student. Now, you know, you put it with music, and I don't have the music turned on for this because we're speaking, but you find a trendy little music that goes with it. You know, what do you like when, and you kind of find, you know, when you're scrolling through these videos, what is it that you like? And the things that you gravitate towards, you could use as branding your video. So me, I really prefer acoustical, uplifting kind of music. I don't want words. I don't want to hear the words. I mean, there are some that I have put, you know, word music to, but I tend to gravitate more towards that instrumental, uplifting kind of music. And so that's what I've been telling myself. Okay, that's you. That's your kind of authentic self. So use that in your videos. So that I do, you'll have to just go listen for yourself. But that's one thing I'm trying to keep in mind when I'm making these things, when I'm adding music to them. There's all kinds of other filters and fun little things that you can do to your videos. But you can sit here and watch it all day on repeat if you want. So very of cool. course, I'm doing my stills now for illustrators right now. There is a super fun once a month thing. And it's called Kidlit Art Postcard Day. So the hashtag, you would put your hashtag on here, and it's hashtag Kidlit Art Postcard. And then so you take a piece of art, you can put it in design however you want and turn it into like a little postcard, which is what I've done here. And if you hashtag it, then other people can follow who follow that hashtag can see it. There are actually publishers, art directors, creative directors, project managers who are following this every month. It's the first Thursday of every month. And they're seeing art that they like, and they're kind of screenshotting that and then printing it out and then putting it in their art folders, you know, for potential jobs in the future. I know plenty of people who have gotten client work from this one hashtag. So I'm trying to encourage people to participate. It's a lot of fun. There's no prompt. You can do whatever, but you can make this a goal every month that I want one new portfolio piece to turn into your Kidlit postcard art day or art postcard day. So then I take this and I'm posting this on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn loves this. Blue Sky loves this right now. Loves this hashtag. So it's a really good way to market yourself and get seen and add followers.
If you don't mind, Nikki, I'm going to quickly show. I did get it to come up on my computer. So I'll quickly show Pepper Basham. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her and her writing, but she is an author then that's doing similar to what Nikki's doing here. And I think she's really good too about also just being very authentic. So anyways, author, I right? kind of scrolled a little too far, but you can see I think she just wrote one based in Scotland, maybe. I'm sorry. I don't follow her books as much, but as you can see, she just has a lot of fun posts in here, even posts that are personal as far as like, hey, I got to meet these hairy cows. I can't remember the name of those cows now that I had it and forgot. But anyways, she posts quite a bit. I love she also has some POV points or things that she does as well. So if you're an author, you totally get that point of view stuff. She has fun stuff for people who pre-order. Just lots and lots of things. This is one of hers that I absolutely love. And that is They Met Online and It's a Close. You see that, Nikki?
That's so funny.
So those that aren't watching the video, it's a clothesline clip, and the one side is painted as a groom, and the other side is painted as a bride, and where the ends meet, they're kissing, and it says they met online. So she's just got a great sense of humor, by the way. She'd be fun to follow whether you read her books or not. So I just wanted to give you a quick look at what would it look like on the author end as well, since I don't actually do it myself right now. So
I'm gonna tie into this. If this is something, I think I touched on this in our previous episode, but you know, this is another part of the job. This takes up a lot of time. It does. But there are other avenues out there if this is not your cup of tea, mm-hmm. but you still need it. There are marketing companies and big and small ones, and there's quite a few. It's kind of a growing thing in small communities. So I know I'm in rural Indiana and just a small town, and I know our little small town, we have a marketing firm in town. And that's one of the things that they help their clients handle is their social media. So you can hire them to create a brand for you and to post on your social media. And they are very skilled at knowing what to do to build those followers and get your kind of stuff out there. So if this is something that kind of really terrifies you or really, you know, is just think that you just, I don't think this is for me, but I understand the importance of it. You know, you could hire that work out and have success with it.
Yes. Oh my word. Thank you so much, Nikki. You had a lot of great advice, and I love looking at your Instagram, by the way, because it's just so colorful. And I apologize because part of that time I probably looked like I wasn't listening, but I was. I promise I was. I was just, I'm so social media challenged that I couldn't get into my Facebook page to show you Pepper's page for a little bit because you have to do two-factor authentication, I guess, which is a pain. Absolute pain to me. But anyways, this is why I let Nikki take over this episode because I am just that illiterate. Well, you
know, something else though, there's a lot to be had from it too. And I will say something I kind of forgot to touch on. We talked about it a couple episodes ago, but you could really, this is how you can build a community when you don't have one at your fingertips. This is how you have a community at your fingertips if you don't have one in your actual physical community. If it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't have my critique partners. I wouldn't have my illustrator group that meets twice a month. I wouldn't have a lot of those things that my career has really benefited from. And so it really is a great time investment for some of those things that will push us forward in our careers, whether you're a writer or an illustrator. And community is one of those things that is really detrimental to to going forward with this. I 100% believe that. So if you're not already doing it, you really need to try. You really need to add that to your task lists for sure.
All right. And on that note, next week we're going to talk about newsletters and websites, which is more my forte. That's what I prefer.
Yeah. So. I've got a website, had a website for a long time. I have been hearing what you kind of talked about earlier about the newsletters, and I am newsletter challenged. So I do not have a newsletter. I'm seeing more and more illustrators do a newsletter, and I'm thinking, okay, that could be fun. But I'm still going, how the heck do you find subscribers? So I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
All right. All right. Well, tune in to the next episode. We'll have lots to share. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Publishing Cousins. If you enjoyed our creative conversation today, be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcast. We'd also love it if you could rate, review, and share the show. It helps other book lovers find us. You can learn more about Nikki's portfolio and Melissa's novels at publishingcousins.com. And if you have questions about writing, illustrating, or publishing that you'd like us to cover in future episodes, send them our way at literaryscape@literaryscape.com. Until next time, keep creating, and remember, in publishing, as in family, there's always room for more stories.